music will lead you free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Oh, yes, he's here. Hello there. I'm back. Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, as I so generously call myself. And yes, indeed, on this Tuesday night, we are back. And the program, of course, is Uncensored, Radio Free America, as the announcement just said. And we always welcome your calls, as we do each and every night. Now, we have a guest right now, and he is going to be with us for a bit. And his name is, well, no relationship, but his name is Steve Adams, and he is president and CEO of an organization called the Pioneer Institute in Massachusetts. And let's see if he's on the line. Hello there, Steve. Are you there?
Rick, I'm here. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. We have a nice balmy weather for a change.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. And it's good to have you with us. And by way of introduction, tell us a little bit about what is this Pioneer Institute. I like the name. What's it all about?
Well, Pioneer is kind of an interesting and unique kind of outfit. We're what's considered called a free market think tank. And you don't hear a lot about free market ideas in Massachusetts. That's what makes us kind of different. We are a nonprofit public policy research institute, and we focus entirely on Massachusetts issues. And I know that you're there in Rhode Island, but your listener base goes way beyond there. So
yes, sir.
We're focusing strictly on Massachusetts state policy. And we're another way we're kind of interesting and different is that we're trying to influence public policy, but we're not lobbying the legislature or the governor. We're trying to actually change the intellectual climate in Massachusetts.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks very much. Well, you know, we consider in a target-rich environment, we're trying to change the instinctive response. Right now in Massachusetts,
yep,
if there's some kind of a problem or an opportunity facing the people of the Commonwealth, the instinctive response is to let's create a government program or expand the bureaucracy. And we're trying to get people to think that perhaps you could look to the private sector or to individual freedom to try to solve some of those same problems even more effectively. So we're kind of different. We're a unique vehicle. The other thing that's unique about us is that we don't really represent any particular interest group. Our support base is pretty broad, and so we are able to take on issues that other organizations can't really afford to for the political pressure they'd face.
Well, that sounds fascinating to me, and I know other states have similar programs, similar organizations.
That's right.
Tanks,
about 32 states have free market think tanks,
yep,
and we're all trying to promote liberty and really trying to promote better government by trusting people more to make a decision for themselves rather than having government make the decision for them.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Well, that sounds great to me. And when we come back from our first break, we'll get into some of the issues that you're dealing with. And I know one of them, of course, is the business of education. So we'll do that. Steve Adams, you stay right where you are with the Pioneer Institute. And, of course, I am Rick Adams. And, hey, I'd like to remind you, you can live pain-free without inflammation now thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and much more. To order the product, call toll-free 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. InflaEase. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we return. Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, and yes, indeed. Next door to me in Massachusetts, there is an organization. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Yes, and it is the Pioneer Institute. And our guest is the president and CEO, and that's Mr. Steve Adams, no relation. And Steve, as we were saying before the break, you are dealing with issues that you know that certainly prove the... I guess the, shall we say, the wasteland that government has become, if you will, the basket of inefficiency. And one area that's near and dear to my heart and that proves that government is incompetent largely in all of these areas is education. Now, what is happening in Massachusetts with your group, and how are you involved in trying to change this mess?
Sure. You know, you're absolutely right, Rick. You know, the education is really the best and most obvious case where government monopoly is just not serving well the interest of any families. But in particular, especially in Massachusetts, and I know it's true in Rhode Island, that the families that get the most shortchanged by our public monopoly are families of modest means. You know, we all talk about school choice, and a lot of families have school choice. It's called moving to towns that have decent schools. And property values in Massachusetts, and I know in Rhode Island, really do reflect the quality of schools. So if you have the wherewithal, you move to a town that has, you know, higher incomes and better schools, or you send your kid to a private school. And unfortunately, in Massachusetts, thousands and thousands of kids are in families that just can't afford to pick up and move and exercise economic choice. And they're stuck in a public monopoly that just is not serving them. We've been pushing very hard for our 17 years of existence for more choice for all parents, but especially parents of modest means. And what that meant for us back in 1993 in Massachusetts, we faced a court order to reform the education system, and we argued for charter schools. And we were, I think, the first ones to put on the table the notion of having independent public schools that would compete with the traditional schools for their students, and the money that the state and the locals spend on students would follow the kid. Mm-hmm. And it's been a resounding success in Massachusetts, where we have 50 charter schools now a decade later. We have the toughest charter school law in the country, so we only have 50 schools because it's hard to start them. We're not willing to let anybody open up a school. They've really got to be able to prove their mettle. And the interesting thing about charter schools in Massachusetts is most of the charter schools are outperforming the district schools where kids are coming from, number one. And number two, in Massachusetts, charter schools have to prove themselves every 5 years. If they aren't playing up to their charter, 5 years later, they're closed down. And in Massachusetts, we close down charter schools if they're not performing. Ironically, we don't close down any district schools. I mean, an interesting case in Lynn, Massachusetts, one of our more distressed urban areas. Mm-hmm. They had a charter school that was in place for several years. The kids were going to the school. The parents were happy with the school, but the school was not making the kind of gains they had promised when they received their charter.
Mm-hmm.
The state rightfully closed that school down. They were not meeting their terms, and the state closed them down. Unfortunately, the kids who were pushed out of that charter school were pushed back into district schools that were performing even worse than the charter.
Yeah, that proves the example of what we're talking about.
It really does.
The system doesn't make sense to begin with. And whose interest does it really serve except the teachers' unions and those that are living off the tax base?
Well, and that's the frustrating part. You know, when we promote school choice, people think we're against public education, which couldn't be further from the truth. We're all for public education. We just think that there's a lot of different ways to offer education. The public should fund it, as we do. But we think if you have a lot of different choices, you'll get children will be able to find the education that works for them, and you'll have competition pressing the traditional system to put in reforms. You know, we've had this 10 years of education reform in Massachusetts. Back in 93, as I said, we passed the law. And the law had a couple of components. One piece said, over the next decade, the state's going to increase spending on local schools. We're going to double it. And we did. We went from about $3 billion to over $7 billion in state aid to schools.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of the ed reform was going to be that school districts were going to adopt a lot of reforms in the schools to make them more effective. And unfortunately, while the money went into play, very few of the reforms actually got adopted. And so we're still trying to struggle to get the reforms passed.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I'm getting some concern here about trying to strengthen or make the public school system better. I'm one of those people that feel Karl Marx and his Communist Manifesto didn't just put it there for good, clean fun. He obviously meant it, that the way to destroy a society and our freedoms is by, among other things, a very strong public school system run by the government. And I'm wondering if the best way to do that is to try to make the public schools more efficient, or if we should just simply start defunding them and protest in other ways.
Well, you know, ironically, we survey parents over the last several years to try to get a sense of what they're thinking about in terms of choice. And if you, the dilemma you really face on the political front of this is that if you ask parents how they feel about their schools, even parents in low-income districts who are in some of the worst schools in the state, they will generally give their school high marks for a lot of different reasons. And they're not, it's not that they don't appreciate good education and they don't want the best for their children. In fact, we asked those same parents if they had a choice, would they choose something else? And overwhelmingly, they say, yeah, they'd love to choose a private school. And often they'll name the private school.
But so when you know ask them about their own, it's a different story. It's sort of like your own politician, your favorite politician.
Exactly.
You know?
The same.
What do you think of your politician? Oh, he's okay. It's the other rascals we've got to get out of.
Well, think of this as well. If you're a parent who doesn't have any choice, and the only choice you have is to send your child to the school you're assigned by the government,
mm-hmm.
And somebody asks you, how do you feel about that? Well, you want to think that your child's getting the best. You don't want to
sure.
think they're being forced into a bad situation.
Exactly.
So it's logical for you to think, well, my school, you want to hope your school is good.
It's a self-defense mechanism, Steve.
Exactly.
You know, and basically that's what it comes down to, you know.
Yep.
It's normal. It's like, you know, a mother trying to protect her child and her own image as well.
Well, and ironically, there's too many people who think that low-income parents don't have the wherewithal to make good choices for their kids. Another excuse why they don't like charters or don't want choices.
Yeah.
Okay, well, these poor parents can't make good choices. Well, they can make good choices for the kids if they're given them.
Right. So this basically goes back to this mandate, if you will, in Massachusetts. Now, also, there was a Supreme Court edict, I believe, by the same radical Supreme Court of Justice Marshall that decided that they were going to pass legislation rather than follow the law. They would create law to permit gay marriages or homosexual marriages. Now, they also had something to do with, I believe, a decision affecting the inequality of the tax system and the public schools. Is that right?
Well, actually, a very interesting thing happened, and it shocked everyone. There was a court case, a follow-up to the 1993 court case facing Massachusetts.
Yes.
And the Supreme Judicial, and the case was the plaintiffs, which were funded by the teachers union,
yes,
argued that the state was not yet spending enough money in school districts, despite doubling the money over the last decade. They took it to the courts, and the Supreme Judicial Court actually reversed it and said, nope, the state's doing all that's going to be expected to be done. We don't want to hear about this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the court system, and frankly, we were all quite shocked.
But that's amazing.
They did that. Because they put it back into the towns and said, you folks fix your own schools before you
but
come
out. But
fix it.
Yeah. And that's the problem. Now, we see New Hampshire up north is a little bit different system there. And, of course, they have maybe a different population as well in the schools. But what you find is, regardless of the makeup of any school district in terms of ethnicity and so forth, it's still got the same basic problem. And that is no competition within the system and no competition from without that's successful.
In the absence of competition, there's no incentive in the traditional school to impose, you know, reforms that might cost
the
money.
I mean, it's so obvious, isn't it, Steve? It's just amazing.
It does seem pretty straightforward, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's
why is it so hard to get done then, right?
Well, exactly, because of the power structure of the unions and so forth. And this is another example of how the unions work against the interests of society, work against the interests of the people they supposedly represent, and work against the interests of those that they purport to want to help, the so-called students, you know?
That's right.
Classic example of it. And, you know, not that all the teachers are part of the problem. It's the unions that basically browbeat the teachers to some extent, too, you know.
That's not uncommon. But, you know, think about this. The interesting thing is, when I thought about the issue with the unions, you know, they are, despite their rhetoric, their real purpose is to look out for the interests of their members.
Yeah.
So their job is not to educate kids. The teacher's job is to educate kids. The union's job is to preserve the interest and increase the interest of their members, the teachers. Now, if you tell any group, if your job is to increase the benefits of your members and the system we're going to give you is a political system, they've just figured out how to use it.
Yeah.
And the problem is that if they don't get what they want at the bargaining table, they are able to, at least in eastern states, many eastern states,
mm-hmm,
go to the legislature and get what they want. What we've got to do, it's not so much a matter of the unions are evil. They're working the system we give them. We've got to find a way to get the collective bargaining process back to economics, and that's where choice comes in. The whole reason for choice is so if you have competition and the teachers and the administrators have an economic interest in improving the quality of the school. Right now there's no interest there. No, there's no incentive for that.
Absolutely.
And
that's
why choice is so important. I mean, there's a lot of efforts to change management rules and give managers, you know, principals more authority, and all those things are good. But at the end of the day, if you think about a big company that's unionized.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, the union has an economic interest. They can only push as far as that company until it fails.
Yeah. Well, now with the crisis of government, the financing, monetary crises and so forth, now all of these prospects are becoming a little bit more appealing, if you will, because they ain't going to be the money there tomorrow as there was yesteryear.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of states and cities, in fact, places that are dominated by Democrats in other parts of the country, are starting to embrace more school choice.
Yeah.
You know, Washington,
they
D.C.
have to, and they know the end of the road is in sight for them, too. Yeah.
So this allegedly this very liberal and democratic state is really going against the grain of a lot of other states that are truly
absolutely
looking out for their low income families.
Well, we get a lot of people that listen in the South, Massachusetts, all over. So by the way, if you got a question or a comment on the subject we're addressing, give us a holler, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Our guest is Steve Adams from the Pioneer Institute. We will return in just a few moments.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, this is Radio Avenger, and I am Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America. And for a few minutes more, we have with us tonight Steve Adams, my counterpart. Well, anyway, he heads up the Pioneer Institute in Taxachusetts, as we call it. And we're with you if you want to get a quick question. And if you have a question and something to do with what we're talking about, education, big government, out of control, and how to deal with it through the ordinary means of the legislature and policy making, well, you can do that right now, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Steve, you know, this project dealing with trying to help these kids become literate and get some sort of education is not just limited, I guess, to the charter schools. I'm sure that you have a warm spot in your heart for other alternatives outside and even in the inner city, including homeschooling. I'm sure you must be amenable to that, right?
Well, certainly. The homeschooling is another great way to offer parents some choice, and that's an especially challenging option for parents because it really puts the onus on them to develop the programs. We are big supporters of homeschooling. The thing that we'd like to focus on is how we get scale in choice. And so one of the things we're looking at right now is actually the dreaded V word, vouchers.
Oh, my.
Which is, you know, the third rail of education politics in Massachusetts, although it's gaining a lot of currency elsewhere. We've just completed a survey of all the private schools, private K through 12 schools in Massachusetts, and we've asked them all if they would take a voucher if it was available, and how much they would charge, and what kind of requirements they would be willing to live with. And we'll be releasing that study probably about a month or so from now. But we've got some very interesting responses. We heard back from a very large percentage of the schools. And when you take some of the averages, and I'm not going to give out the actual numbers right now because we want to finalize the data, but
yes,
the general conclusion is there's a lot of seats available right now that would be willing to open up in quality schools that would be actually be less than the state spending on average now for kids. And so you could actually offer a voucher for something equal to or less than what the state's spending and accommodate quite a few children. And
the state, by the way, is still running this huge deficit, isn't it?
Well, we got about a $700 million deficit we're looking at this year. And one of the big problems is that the towns and the state funding for education has continued to go up. But because the salary increases of teachers around the state are going up faster than the funding, everyone's complaining that they don't have enough money. And so instead of allocating the money to instruction, they're laying off teachers so they can raise other people's salaries. Some really crazy things going on because of budget shenanigans.
Yeah, it's typical of government. It makes no sense. And as you point out, if any private industry operated the same way, well, of course, they'd be out of business. Because
here's a great example. I mean, again, it's education, but Massachusetts is a fascinating place for political shenanigans. Last year, we have a big problem here, and that is called the School Building Assistance Program. And for the years, the Commonwealth has subsidized the cost of new school buildings up to 90% for some communities. And that has caused communities to want to not maintain their existing schools and go build new ones because the state's carrying the freight. Well, last year, the legislature used that problem as an excuse to take the program out of the executive branch and create a whole new public authority, hand it over to the Democratic treasurer, and run the program. And then they took a penny of the sales tax and dedicated it to the program. And then they took it what they call off budget.
Yeah.
So they said, look, here's $600 million a year. We're going to give it to the treasurer's office, let him run an authority, and don't bother coming back to the legislature anymore, which is automatic. And that's supposed to create accountability in a spending program that's out of control.
And the governor, Mitt Romney, is not too pleased with that.
No, he vetoed that idea, but does not have the votes he needs to sustain a veto.
No, that's the of course, he lost a couple of seats there in the legislature, too, unfortunately. But anyway, he certainly has done his best at least to provide some real leadership in a state where leadership has been lacking for some time, for the most part, Steve. You know, it's just out of control. And your institute, the Pioneer Institute, deals with taxes in general. I guess you deal with a number of public policy issues. We don't have time for tonight because we've got to get into other discussions in the second half. But I want to have you back from time to time.
I'd love to come back, Rick. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Now, how can people, if they wish to look you up on the net or get
in touch
with you, how can they do that?
www.pioneerinstitute.org. All of our studies are up there. Go on there, and if you want to, you can fire an email off to me or to anybody in the office, and we'll be happy to respond, or you can download our studies. Pioneerinstitute.org is the best way to look at that. If you're in the greater Boston area, we frequently have public forums that are open to the public, and you go to the website, and they'll tell you what's coming up, and you can register online. And that's the best way, really, these days to catch up with what we're up to.
Yeah, and you have a number in Massachusetts, too, right?
We do. We're at 617-723-2277.
Well, Steve Adams, it has been my pleasure to have you on this great network and to have you with me as my guest, and I want to learn more, so we'll have you back again soon.
Thanks very much, Rick. Have a good night.
All right. It's been my pleasure. Steve Adams from the Pioneer Institute in Massachusetts. And do I hear somebody whispering in my ear back there? Oh, okay. We had a caller. I'm sorry, but we didn't realize that. He got in a little bit too late. All right. Well, we have to take a break and see. What I want to do is we will pursue this subject on the other side of the break. So Jim can stay there, and we'll talk a little bit about it. But also want to get into the new Pope and what that spells for America and the world. So we'll be talking about that on the other side of Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, your radio avenger. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks have become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes, sir. I'm back. And fellow Eloi, welcome to the program, you nice little old search out there. Anyway, great guest, great guy, a friend of a friend's as well. A number of years ago, I met a young man, Lawrence W. Reed, in Washington, D.C., and that time was 1971, and that was when I was with Young Americans for Freedom, YAF, Bill Buckley's group. Of course, I certainly elevated myself from that position not too long after and learned what was going on, but at the time I was young and naive, and it was a good thing to get me started. Met people like Lawrence Reed, who now heads up the Mackinac Center in Michigan, which is a very similar think tank and public policy group that has won some great battles in Michigan, and this one in Massachusetts is there as well. But I want to get back to the lines, because I guess Jim was on the line, and he didn't get a chance to get a word in or a question into our guest, but let's put him on. Jim, hello, you're on the program.
How are you doing tonight, Rick?
All right, I'm sorry we didn't get you in, didn't know you were there.
I had a couple of chores I had to get done. I didn't know, realize you wasn't going to stay, but no matter, we can still discuss the topic.
Yeah.
I didn't get to hear much of the last 15 minutes, but Well, I don't know what you discussed, but...
We discussed education in charter schools in Massachusetts and
how they're doing. There's a lot of strategies to try to alleviate the problem in education. But I heard you say something about Karl Marx.
And yes.
That is right in the Communist Manifesto.
Absolutely.
Right? And the quote is, the communists have not invented the interventional society of education. They do but seek to alter the character of that education and rescue education from the influence of the ruling class. And you can substitute family for the ruling class, because they were dealing with monarchy and ruling families in Europe where this was written.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the other thing is that Antonio Gramsci's plan for the long march through the institutions, of all the institutions of society that have been taken over by the counterculture, the leftist revolutionaries of the 60s, the education institutions are the primary ones. And then they indoctrinate the students with their worldview, with their philosophy. So you get a product. And I won't say that all of the teachers and all of the administrators are consciously aware of that, but they are in a culture where the schools of education have a progressive model, which does not use any of the learned wisdom of the ages.
Well,
it tries to form a new strategy.
You know, Jim, it's like a herd mentality, and these teachers' unions have as their captives not only the taxpayers, but have, in many cases, their membership captive as well.
Oh, certainly. I saw a statistic recently that 35 or 40% of union members vote Republican. So obviously their dues are being used to support political ideologies that they do not support.
Well, see, there have been a number of lawsuits, too, to break that business, and a number of groups like the National Right to Work Committee, the Legal Defense Fund, Americans Against Union Control of Government, and so forth, they have gone to court to stop the practice of illegally taking union dues for political purposes. You know that?
Well, I've seen quotes from Jefferson and Madison where they were talking about contributing to an established church, and they said to take people's funds for purposes which they oppose is sinful and tyrannical.
Unless it's the public school system or the cash cow of socialism, right?
Well, the public school system in the United States was intended to produce an educated electorate, people who are capable of making decisions at the ballot box. But in the 20th century, it has progressively been taken over by leftist socialist radicals who have imposed their agenda. And when you get impressionable young people in that situation, and as I brought up before, they use this thing of unequal power relationships. Well, what's more unequal in power than a student and their teacher, right? I mean, I remember being in school and you were, you know, supposed to be behaved and disciplined and pay attention. And, of course, I was in Catholic parochial schools part of the time, and we got corporal punishment, which the effect of which I think is when they talk about that as if it was some kind of horrific experience, I think that is totally overrated.
Yes.
I'm sure it didn't do me any harm, and it sure didn't harm generations and generations of other people.
Mm-hmm.
You
absolutely.
One of the things I wanted to bring up about, I didn't hear much of his agenda, but I just got his their website.
Good. Get on there, and you'll see exactly what he's outlining.
I'll do the research. But I would like to correlate this with the Solidarity movement in Poland, right? One of the things that they did was try to make the state as irrelevant as possible. And one of the best ways to do that is to have private resources where you can earn your substance without intervention from the state. In fact, they are supposed to protect your right to do that and facilitate your ability to create private wealth. The people, that's the other point I wanted to bring up about people in the educational establishment. There are many people who have made the long march from the institutions from the 60s who have a subversive agenda. They are using their position in these institutions. And a lot of this I have seen firsthand, eyewitness with photographs and everything. As I said before, we live in the state of Rhode Island, which is a microcosm, a very small area where things can be viewed very, very directly. And I think other people in other parts of the country really should be aware of that, that a small group of dedicated radicals can take over
and achieve
grasp power.
Yeah.
And even though you're aware of it, it's very, very difficult.
Yeah, but pilot programs like to begin in places like this. They like to experiment, you know. That's generally true. They used to say of California, you know, that's where everything begins and moves eastward. But it doesn't always work that way, Jim, that's for sure. Jim, thanks for the call, brother.
Right,
we'll be talking with you soon. All right. And I want to get into the Pope situation, the papal situation, because this is something that we've talked about extensively. We're going to have some great guests and people to talk about from different points of view. But be that as it may, we now have a new Pope in the Roman Catholic Church. Cardinal Ratzinger is now Pope Benedict the 16th. And it's interesting because I get some emails, and one of them says Ratzinger appears to fulfill Malachi prophecy. The moment was one only the church could pull off. A massive crowd, the ultimate in suspension, fantastic pageantry to match the glory of God. It was Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, Dean of the College of Cardinals, close confidant of John Paul II, celebrant of the last Pope's funeral, and keeper of the flame, who became the 265th pontiff. He is a man who will maintain an accent of orthodoxy as well as on the Blessed Mother, whom he mentioned right away in his first moments as pontiff. Pope Benedict the 16th is an elderly but strong pope who will bring both immense intellect and force with an unwavering way of presenting the Catholicism of John Paul II. The name Benedict seemed a strong signal on many levels. It was Saint Benedict who was noted for his strong power against the devil. This important at a time of heightened spiritual warfare, and the order Benedict founded, the Benedictines, is also known as the Olive Tans, ladies and gentlemen, the Olive Tans. Saint Benedict prophesied that the last pope would be from that order, and it was allegedly Saint Malachi of Ireland in the 11th century, by the way, who prophesied that the pope after John Paul II, Labor of the Sun, would be St. Malachi's list, described a pope later identified as Leo the 13th, with the words Lumen Incialo, light of the heavens. And in fact, the pope's coat of arms included a shooting star. Benedict the 15th was supposedly Religio Depopolata, religion devastated. He served during World War I. And then John the 23rd, who had served in the port city of Venice, was pastor, a shepherd, and sailor. And Paul the 6th was a flower of flowers. And his coat of arms indeed displayed the pattern of flowers. Pope John Paul the 1st was depicted as the man from half of the moon. And the first two letters of his family name, Luciani, form half of the word Luna. While the current pope, John Paul II, was from the labor of the sun, with no clear explanation, although perhaps there is a connection in that he was born in the year of the eclipse, and also his working devotion to the woman clothed with the sun. That left two popes on St. Malachi's purported list. One was described as De Gloria Olive, from the glory of the olive, and the last pope as Petrus Romanus, Peter the Roman. It is Peter the Roman who is said to reign during tribulation that will include the destruction of Rome. That left those two popes, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever the merits of such claims, the last pope, named Benedict, came just before the tumult of World War I. Meanwhile, Cardinal Ratzinger, who was responsible for rescuing the apparition site of Medjugorje,
from rejection by a local bishop, is known for a strong stance on family value and life. He is also a strict disciplinarian who may well address the priestly crisis in a new and stronger way. Very interesting, wouldn't you say? Those are some thoughts about this pope. Of course, he's also being charged with being a Nazi, you know, and of course that always raises a few eyebrows. You'll see that in tomorrow's New York Times and probably for months and months and months and months and months about how he purportedly killed millions of Jews. And, of course, that will be part of the mantra. That will be part of the keeping him in line syndrome. Of course, the man there who heads up the ADL, our good friend there, he said that he can live comfortably with this new pope because he's made amends for his role in being a conscript in Germany's army in World War II. So this is interesting, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, we will be watching to see what exactly does happen under his tutelage. Any thoughts, you're welcome to share them with me. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, on Republic Broadcasting Network, the program Uncensored Radio Free America. Be that as it may, a lot of people are, of course, criticizing this pope as being the brainchild, if you will, confidant behind Pope John Paul II, who's just passed. It's amazing. Within one day and one hour, this man was selected as the new pontiff. And I did say that in all likelihood it would be a European. I, quite frankly, did not think Ratzinger would get it, but I thought that it would definitely come from Europe. Now, this is interesting because we are seeing a lot of mythology here as well. And a lot of misinformation. I think you're going to find that Ratzinger will move closer and closer to a rapprochement with Jerusalem, the city of the end time. And Rome and Jerusalem will be a kindred relationship, if you will. They will have a kindred relationship, very strong relationship. And I think that is where the Catholic Church is headed, between Rome and the road to Jerusalem. That's the city of the end time. In my view and my reading of the scriptures, you will see that come to pass, and you will see that the Antichrist, the lawless one, the son of perdition, whatever you want to call him, will be coming out of Jerusalem, and the Vatican will have a role to play in supporting that seditionist. Okay? So we're going to see things start rocking and rolling here. We're in some very exciting times. And, of course, the media will keep us abreast, I'm sure. The New York Times, the Post, the Tribune, the Houston Chronicle, the L.A. Times, they'll all keep us informed as to how we should think about the Pope and where the Church is headed. I think that's interesting. Indeed, it is very interesting. So if you have any quick thoughts before we end the program later, then you definitely want to jump aboard. Toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I do think that in this past century that we've just came out of, the last true pope was Pius XII. And as you know, his name has come up in very defamatory mainstream media. Being another Nazi. Well, in any event, be that as it may, whenever you want to stop some debate or whenever you want to inflict some damage control or do propaganda, what you do is you always bring out the word Nazi or anti-Semite. And this is one of the tactics of those individuals in the media that would like to condition our thinking, of course. We know that. But it's very important to take note of that. Realize that what happened after Vatican I in the Catholic Church was the beginning for setting the stage for ecumenism and this business of globalist religion, one worldism, all of it bad, my friends. Not good, bad. And it's bad for various reasons. I was a Roman Catholic, as I said, and then I became a Protestant, and then I became a Christian. I realized that I was being misled by both camps. Getting back to the scriptures,
I think, is the key, isn't it? And that's something that we intend to do. Oh, well, Friday night we'll have old man Artie Wheeler back again, by the way. He always manages to bring down the curtains or bring down the damnation of the system against us. Huh? That's for sure. He'll be with us Friday. In between, we have a couple of surprises, maybe, and we're also working on some dynamite guests on the program. So don't touch that dial and don't switch that site. Stay with rbnlive.com. And I am, of course, Radio Avenger Rick Adams, here to catapult you and jolt you into thinking. You stay with me now. I'll be right back in the next segment of the program, Uncensored Radio Free America.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
All righty, we're back, fellow Eloy. Yeah, the Morlocks are in control, aren't they? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, they are. Well, let me tell you, by the way, you can live pain-free and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. You know, Dr. Ingram's been on this program a few times, and he will be a regular. Right now he's on his book tour. But remember, you can order this product, fantastic product, 800-243-5242, toll-free.
800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. And mention that you heard it on Rick Adams. All right, we're back. Uncensored Radio Free America. And let's go to the phones. We have Al in Texas. Hello there.
Good evening, Rick. This is Al in Texas. How are you?
Fine, and you, dear. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to mention real quick, I work nights, so I was up during the day watching the Pope being, you know, announced. And then shortly after that, this thing started. Peter Jennings actually came on to the program and said, talked about the fact that he had been a Hitler youth and that he quickly... very quickly said, but they had to do that. That was the law.
Uh-huh.
So the spin started and the propaganda is already started to get everybody used to it. And
well, you'll be seeing a lot more about it in the New York Times every day. And you'll hear about the death camps, and you'll hear all about this pope as being a contributor, like the last pope who was selling gases, you know, for some of the companies doing business in Germany in the 30s. And it's really a propaganda stick that's being held over the heads of the Catholics and the Catholic Church. And regardless of their sins and the sins of the Church over the years, I just think it's become so nauseating to people that it's turned most people off these days. This repertoire.
It was just horrible. I just can't. It just made me sick because we know that the Vatican is inundated and infiltrated by the Masons, and now we have even a Nazi. Now we have a Nazi at the head of the church. So, oh well, isn't that great?
Right. Okay.
Well, good night to you, and thank you for everything that
you're
doing.
Thanks for your call. All right.
Bye-bye.
Right. Okay. Well, I just think it's a little it's humorous because it, you know, when you think of going back to that era and how the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Winston Churchill were all doing their best to carve up Europe and give it to Joe Stalin and, you know, sell out freedom and tyranny while pretending to fight it. It's preposterous. And there was the church caught in the middle of it. And not just the Catholic Church, because the Lutheran Church, heavily active in Germany, and caught right in between it, the communists and the Nazis. And they were twin cousins, weren't they? Well, anyway, we'll hear more about it, I'm sure, every day. And we'll hear about the need to do a little bit more penance. And that will draw this church closer to Jerusalem in these last days. So you be mindful of that. All right, we'll be back tomorrow night again. Don't forget, same time, same network, Republic Broadcasting Network. And that'll be the same time, 9 p.m. Central, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, with yours truly, Rick Adams, your radio avenger. The program is Uncensored Radio Free America. Good night, everyone.
In your hands, the birth of a new day. Mind to keep their secrets. You're born behind the clouds. And there upon the rainbow is the answer to a never-ending story.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.